Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends Fister Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, a little under the weather to Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. And we come now to start the trash talking of ashes. We don't do it. We just observe that it starts sooner every season. It's been about 15 months since the last Ashes series that took place in England. And it was a tie. And therefore, the test went to Australia because they'd won the previous Ashes series in Australia. Now we're coming for the Ashes, a 5-day test in different cities. Beginning in December, is that correct, Jeremy? December.
That's correct. It'll be beginning in December, going into January.
And they've started trash talking already. And this particular trash talk, they're looking at picking off one of your stars. Who?
This is an individual named Daniel Worrell. Now, Daniel is we treat him as a born and bred South Australian. He's been playing Australian cricket forevermore, and he's one of our best spin bowlers. And what he can do, he can not only do spin bowling, which is basically a form of doing like a change-up in baseball but with a cricket ball, he can also do a very, very tricky technique called a swing bowl. And now a swing bowl, as it might sound, is actually when the ball is made to swing very much at the last minute so that the batsman can't actually hit it. And what they do is basically as they bowl the ball, they spin it left or right in such a way that when it bounces on the cricket pitch, it dramatically changes direction very, very quickly, very close to the batter, and it's very hard to hit. And if you can get it right, you can actually make the ball swing behind the batter and hit the stumps, which means they are out. But the problem with Daniel Worrell is that, and this is a problem I guess he was born with, he's actually also a British citizen. He's also got a British passport, which means that technically he can actually play for the Ashes for England. And now this is a big problem for Australia because not only is he one of our biggest swing bowlers, but we probably need him for the upcoming Ashes because we don't have a very strong bowling side right now. But ironically too, the English, the Poms, don't have a very strong bowling side either. So you can imagine, John, what's been happening now, what we're now very aware of, is the English are courting him. They can legally do so because of his British citizenship. And I think we're about to see a bit of a fight on to try and keep poor old Daniel here in Australia. But I don't know, John, the English side seem to be putting up a really, really tough fight, trying to lure him with all sorts of promises and contracts. So honestly, I don't know. This is one tactic I haven't seen before in the Ashes, but you know what? The Ashes, as you said, the Ashes isn't about the 5-day game itself. It's actually the lead-up and pretty much the fallout from it. So, John, we're about to lose an Australian player, I think, to the English.
A spin bowler means that he throws the curveball. Is that correct?
That's correct. And actually, throws the curveball, but also spin bowlers can actually turn themselves into what's called pace bowlers because the same action of spinning the ball to make it curve in the air, if you actually, with the cricket ball, make it go end on end, so make it go basically spin it towards the bowler, with that bounce that the ball does hitting the cricket pitch before the batter actually hits it, that spin actually accelerates the ball just before it gets to the batsman. So a spin bowler is very, very valuable because they can do these very, very tricky techniques. And not everyone can do it because you need a very strong wrist. You need some very, very good, a very good eye about where to land it on the pitch. And it's something that every cricket team wants on their team.
And what you just described is we would call a fastball, spinning forward.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And I think the only difference really between a fastball and say, the spin bowling or the pace bowling in cricket is the fact that when the ball hits the pitch in cricket, you can get a slightly different forward spin, a little bit more acceleration than you do with a fastball, which is just through the air the whole time. But exactly the same physics, exactly the same theory.
And you say you're light in spin bowlers if he goes?
We are. We have some very, very good pace bowlers at the moment. So these are individuals that have very, very strong arms and shoulders. They can just make the ball move down the pitch like nothing else. But unfortunately, if you have very strong arms and are able to basically pace bowl, you can imagine that the skills which are required to basically finesse and create that flick of your wrist probably aren't there, because your wrist is actually probably a bit less strong than your shoulders. So while we have the pace bowlers, they're just not spin bowlers, and we need spin bowlers really in the Ashes side. But there is time. We may find some in the younger ranks, but honestly, we need Daniel Worrell is basically the moral of the story.
This is an opportunity to rally the team. They're calling him a bolter. That doesn't sound good, Jeremy, to have a bolter on your team.
No, and a bolter is very much, I guess you could say, an outback term, and it's probably very much a cowboy term as well, which, of course, relates to him bolting from the side that he should be on. So he's becoming a bit of a bolter, which here in Australia in vernacular is not a good thing. But you know what? You have bolters, and you do have to deal with them. And but then again, he hasn't signed the contract, so he may not quite be a bolter yet.
Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. We're getting ready for Ashes. We got weeks to go, lots of twists. I hadn't expected England to raid into the team that's beaten them two times in a row. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. No snakes in Connecticut, to my knowledge. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.